Some relief from the heat is in the forecast, followed by even hotter weather. National Weather Service forecaster Carrie Freeman in Fairbanks says high pressure that's brought record warmth to mainland Alaska this week will be briefly interrupted this weekend.
The high is centered over western Canada, protruding through most of Alaska, and it will persist through the week, and with a small relief for Saturday or so as a upper-level system tracks northward over the state, and the temperatures will cool just a bit, but then rebound sharply again.
Freeman says high temperatures could be in the 90s in Fairbanks by the middle of next week. He says there's a chance for some thunderstorms in the interior before that happens.
Lightning is going to be probable as the system moves north over the weekend. Not necessarily over Fairbanks, but certainly around the state, to the west and to the north. Precipitation around Fairbanks area is probably going to be slim to none.
The forecast is a prime scenario for lightning-caused wildfires, and response agencies are ramping up preparedness. Alaska Division of Forestry spokeswoman Maggie Rogers says resources are being put in place.
We have brought on additional air tankers, so right now we have 5 retardant air tankers. 2 are in Palmer because we have fire potential south of the Alaska Range as well. We have 3 here. We also here in Fairbanks at Fort Wainwright have the BLM Alaska Fire Service water scoopers, and we're going to have additional water scooping airplane coming sometime midweek. We also are bringing up supplemental smoke jumpers.
Rogers says elite firefighters, both smoke jumper teams and hotshot crews, are being focused on initial attack, while Type 2 crews take over on established fires. Human-caused wildfires have garnered most of the attention so far this season, with only a few large lightning-caused blazes in the backcountry. One is burning near the Alaska-Yukon border on remote federal land. The Shoshana River fire has burned from the Tetlin National Wildlife Refuge into Wrangell-St. Elias National Park. National Park Service Regional Fire Communications Officer Morgan Worthen says it more than doubled its size this week to nearly 8,000 acres, but is not being fought.
It is not threatening any structures, natural or cultural resources, and it is a benefit to the health of the forest.
Worthen says the fire is being allowed to take its natural course, but is being monitored. A few other large lightning-caused wildfires are burning in southwest Alaska. One is being fought. The Lime Hills fire has consumed 37,000 acres. Fire crews are working to protect Lime Village in case the fire advances toward the community.